Donald Trump has offended a lot of people with his anti-immigrant talk, but he has plenty of supporters who like what he's saying. So how are those who are targeted by his comments responding? My WGBH colleague Philip Martin went to one Latino community in Boston where it's all become very personal.
In his office, Boston NAACP Director Mike Curry displays photos from the school desegregation era in the city in the mid-1970s. It was a violent period. And Curry says this election season is bringing back memories, especially when he sees black students, Muslims, Mexicans, and others getting punched and kicked out of Trump rallies.
We can always have, as I heard described today, savage rhetoric.
But Curry says savage rhetoric is one thing.
I think where it gets into another realm is when we start talking about inciting violence, particularly Donald Trump's campaign, adoption of physical violence as a good thing. He may think it's funny, but in a racially divided country as we are, it's a dangerous game to play.
Race is the crux of the problem, says Curry. Data analysis backs this up. The research firm YouGov found most Trump supporters favor flying the Confederate flag. 20% thought freeing the slaves was a bad idea. And a Pew poll found most Trump supporters think immigrants are a burden. This popular Boston restaurant is packed with immigrants, many from Latin America. No one, at least not at this moment, wants to talk about Trump over dinner. But just outside the restaurant is one of several pro-Trump signs that's upsetting so many people here.
It is really concerning to see these very large billboards supporting Donald Trump, and I'm appalled.
Sandra Lorena Alemán Niger is from El Salvador and a longtime community activist in East Boston. She works on housing issues and keeping good relations with longtime white residents. But then Trump started calling undocumented Mexicans rapists. Soon after that, signs began to appear in this neighborhood, a heavily Latino neighborhood, supporting Trump. Niger says Latinos then put up the signs, and they have resurrected old feelings from the 1990s, when Central Americans started moving into East Boston and encountered racial resistance.
I never thought that we would live through this again.
But Michael Curry with the NAACP sees a silver lining when it comes to Trump.
His candidacy has caused an awakening.
That awakening is clear at a church here where Latino activists meet. Music teacher Anthony Gabi Zambrano, a Mexican-American, is among those figuring out ways to push back against Trump.
There's a laundromat on a corner on Meridian Street, and apparently a lot of people on Facebook have asked people not to go do their laundry there.
Zambrano is referring to the Soapbox Laundromat. The owner put up a huge Trump sign out front. Most of the laundromat's customers are Latinos. Inside, nobody washing and drying clothes will talk about the Trump sign. But when I leave, a young man follows and offers a one-word obscene opinion of Trump. He also confides that he's in the U.S. without authorization. And that's exactly why the laundromat's owner, David Tironi, says he supports Trump. Tironi lives in New Hampshire, but was raised in this community.
Everybody knows me.
Tironi still hangs out with friends here at his favorite bar. He also says he has Latino friends.
I go fishing with them. I mean, I know Guatemalans, Latinos, Spanish, Mexican, and what they're saying to me is, you know, we don't hold this against you, Dave, because you got a Trump sign on your building. I'm here legally. They should be here legally. Drug dealers and the killers and all that. Ship them back to their country and keep the good ones. I mean, I have voted for Obama twice. You know what I mean? I am far from a bigot.
Tironi says he supports Trump because
he sounds like one of the guys off the street. He wasn't telling the people what they want to hear, you know, politically correct and all that. He was saying what he believed, and a lot of people feel that way.
Tironi says he's heard about people boycotting his laundromat, but
no, I won't be pressured to take that sign down.
Activist Anthony Gabi Zambrano says that's right. Latinos can't force people to take their signs down, but they can help take down the candidate, he says.
If anything, it's just emboldened me.
Zambrano says it's in the voting booths where he and other Latinos will stand against Trump, despite his supporters, who say he's simply telling it like it is. For The World, I'm Philip Martin, Boston.